Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, doing things by yourself can be a sign of growing up. Independence is a sought-after commodity in our society today. Toddlers shout out, "I can do it by myself," whether it's the buckle in the car or using the spoon at the dinner table by themselves. This independence continues throughout our lives. As we grow through elementary school, kids learn how to ride their bikes without the training wheels. Fast forward to the teenage years and having mom or dad drop us off a block away from school so that we're not necessarily seen with our parents in front of the school. And then fast forward even further to when the driver's license is finally awarded and you can go wherever you want, whenever you want, or so you were led to believe. Independence gives us the opportunity to do what we want when we want to. But there is a danger in our independence. In our Old Testament reading, we heard about the account of when God created the heavens and the earth. Not long after man and woman were created, Adam and Eve were alone in the Garden of Eden and they fell into the temptation that Satan had placed. We also fall into temptation that tempts us most to sin. If nobody's looking, then why shouldn't I do that sin that I want to do? If I can do it in secret without having anyone notice, then why shouldn't I? Because of this, the accountability of having others around us becomes a very valuable resource. This not only occurs as we face the temptations in our lives, but also in the challenges and goals set before us. In our reading this afternoon from Matthew chapter 28, the crucified, buried, and now risen Jesus told his disciples that he had all the authority in heaven and on earth given to him. Basically, Jesus was saying, "There is no higher than I am. I am where the buck stops." When someone gives their credentials, they will most likely have something to say following all the credentials. We see it a lot when reading a news article or watching the news, and there are credentials listed that the expert has done on a specific topic, and because of that, we should listen up. That was precisely what Jesus was doing. So then we wait. What will Jesus say next? Our culture has become fond of the phrase mic drop. The term mic drop refers to a person saying what they claim to be the be-all, end-all of the conversation. There's no way anyone can match my argument, and so I'll simply drop the mic and walk away. Jesus stating where he got his authority would be the ultimate mic drop. Don't worry, I have pillows up here, and the mic doesn't work anymore anyways. I ran it past Kevin first. Well, now that the mic has been dropped, Christ picks it up again to continue his speech. He doesn't abandon us as one would in a traditional mic drop, where you drop the mic and you simply just walk away. There's nothing else to be said. But Jesus picks it back up, and what does he say first? He says, go. Christ says, go, not to stay put where the disciples were on the top of that mountain, but to go. Much the same way you would be sitting at a stoplight where it's red and you're waiting for it to turn green, and the longer it stays red, the more antsy and pepped up you are to just simply want to go. You want to be moving. But where are we supposed to be going? Where are we going, and what are we doing? God calls us to go out and make disciples. Here at our Redeemer, we are about equipping disciples to make disciples for Jesus. We are called to go out and make disciples for Jesus, and we are reminded of this every time that we worship together in this place. As we partake of Christ's body and blood in with and under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins, and as we are reminded of what Christ did for us through his death on the cross and glorious resurrection on Easter, because of this, we are called to go out and go and make disciples. So we're supposed to go and make disciples, but where are we supposed to go and make disciples? We are called to go out to all nations, not only here, but around the U.S., North America, around the entire world. As John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world." The world. Not only this part over here or this part over here, but everywhere. As 1 Timothy 2 states, "This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." So what else are we supposed to do? We are called to baptize in the triune name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God has given to his church pastors who do the work of baptizing in the name of our triune God. The triune God who we praise and thank today, especially as it is Trinity Sunday. But this has to be the end of the list, doesn't it? Well, what have we been told so far? Go to all nations, baptizing, but wait, there's even more here. Teaching them everything that I have commanded you. We are called to guide and instruct those whom God has placed in our care and teach what God has done for us and what we are called to do in response to what Christ has done. This whole list seems like a daunting list to accomplish, much like a grocery list for the next 6 months or a large project that your boss has given to you. We may be tempted to go down the road alone by ourselves. We talked about independence and wanting to do things by ourselves. From our youth, riding a bike by ourselves, driving a car by ourselves, and going where we want to by ourselves. But faced with this unbelievable task about going out into the world to spread the good news of Christ, we are not alone. We have our brothers and sisters in Christ here sitting in the pews with us as we go. And as we say in our prayers, for the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith. We go out not by ourselves, but with the body of Christ, with Christ himself at our side. As Jesus says in verse 20, "And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." We go out not by ourselves, without the support that we need, but we go out with Christ at our side. Christ is with us as we proclaim his name to the nations. And Christ is with us as we go about every aspect of our lives. We are never alone. As Christ says in the closing verse of the Gospel of Matthew, our reading for tonight, "And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.